Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Friends, this morning I want us to consider the word faith. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith is an integral part of the Christian religion. Now, have you ever heard a Christian say something like this? I wish I had more faith. Maybe you have said the same thing to yourself. I wish I had more faith. Now in Ephesians 2 and verse 8, there is the famous scripture of Paul, quote, "For grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Christians have correctly used this passage to demonstrate that we cannot earn salvation through works. We are saved through faith. But from where does that faith come? The passage I just quoted tells us that faith is a gift from God. Brethren, because faith is a gift, faith is not something you can work up. And because faith is a gift from God, we should not be afraid to ask God for more of the gift of faith. But how does God grant us more faith? Now, I'm going to offer one answer that might surprise you as how God grants more faith. In James 1, verses 2 and 3, it says this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." My point here is this, when we have trials, and I want to interrupt right there to say that we will all have trials. When we have trials, during these trials, keep this in mind. Think of the trial as a method to grow and to build and to strengthen our faith. When we find ourselves in the midst of some type of trial, whether it be medical, financial, work-related, or some type of relationship problem, let us look at those trials as faith-building situations. Whatever trial you experience, brethren, there will be some degree of suffering. Now, you can ponder whether or not God caused the trial you're experiencing, if He caused the trial that you're currently going through. And maybe God did, or maybe He didn't cause the trial. But you might view the trial simply as the result of time and chance. But again, either way, we will experience suffering during the trial. Wouldn't it be advantageous then to consider the trial as a faith-building situation? Let us pray. Father God, You are the giver of the gift of faith. Grant us the wisdom and the strength to utilize that faith in all the various situations of life. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.